It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. In the movie The Graduate, the future came down to one word.
Plastics.
Today, the future might be wireless. A new report from consulting firm Deloitte says up to 771,000 new jobs could be created by wireless companies moving to 4G networks over the next 5 years. That's an attractive idea in today's economy. Phil Asmundson is with Deloitte.
Jobs that are required within the network suppliers of 4G devices, of 4G network gear, the construction that it takes to put this in place. It's all the people that need to be hired, the engineers and the technicians within the wireless ecosystem that have to be put into trucks and rolled out to sites and to install the radios that go and make this technology viable.
But high-speed networks also have potential to create even more jobs, ones that don't have Verizon or AT&T printed on the paycheck, says Ken Rabin, an analyst with the Yankee Group.
Putting radio equipment across the United States will have a benefit in terms of the jobs, but that's probably not where the big win is. It's probably more in setting the foundation for companies that are bringing applications or services that can leverage the new capabilities of the mobile network. So looking at entertainment, business communications with the cloud, as well as bringing higher speed broadband capabilities to rural users than what may have been previously practical when each household was wired up with a copper wire.
The overall number of jobs, according to Deloitte, will depend on how large of an investment the carriers make and how much broadcast spectrum the government makes available. Again, Phil Asmundson.
What we are just trying to do is make sure everyone's aware of the stakes that are involved when you move from 3G to 4G. This isn't something that comes along every other year. 3G came into being in 2001. So when you move from one technology to another, it is quite a watershed mark. And I think it's important to look at what we think 4G really is by looking back at other generations of technology. 1G in wireless was really the ability to talk, to have a voice conversation. 2G took talking and combined it with text. 3G comes along and now brings text and email and internet access. We see the apps economy be born. 4G is really going to be that opportunity to literally leave your computer behind.
Phil Asmundson of Deloitte. Ben Kuchera writes about games for Ars Technica, and he recommends a new game, Deus Ex Human Revolution. In it, you are Adam Jensen, head of security for a bioengineering company, and your life is kind of complicated.
You're actually a target of a terrorist attack, are basically killed, and you're brought back to life by your boss basically pouring every augmentation he has into you, turning you into a sort of half-man, half-machine hybrid. There's a large number of the population who are very much against this sort of augmentation, and that's kind of where the main conflict comes from, all these different factions fighting over what it means to be a human.
Ben says you can choose your own approach to playing the game.
If you want to be a killing machine, you can do that. If you want to go through the entire game without killing anyone except a few boss characters, you can do that as well. It's very, very open.
Deus Ex Human Revolution comes out today. More at MarketplaceTech.org. We're on Facebook, too. Search for our name. Find us. Like us. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.